All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, the first official week of the 2016 college football season is nearly in the books. Of course, Texas and Notre Dame are playing right now. And then we have the matchup tomorrow night between Ole Miss and Florida State in Orlando. But you look at the first full Saturday of games, and of course, there were some upsets out there. You look at the fifth-ranked LSU Tigers losing on the road against the Wisconsin Badgers. Then you also had the third-ranked Oklahoma Sooners losing on the road to the 15th-ranked Houston Cougars. And then if you go back to Thursday night, the Tennessee Volunteers, who are ranked ninth in the nation, did have a big-time scare as they went to overtime at home to knock off the Appalachian State Mountaineers. And you look at these three teams, and the reason why I want to discuss these three teams is due to the fact that they're all ranked in the top 10, and all three of these teams had big-time aspirations as far as making the college football playoff. And you just have to ask yourselves, is it time to push the panic button? Now, I want to start with LSU, and their passing game simply was not there. You look at Leonard Fournette, the fine running back, and as far as what he can do on the ground, but he is only one guy. And if LSU is unable to get some consistency going in their passing game, all of the ability of Leonard Fournette is not going to matter. Yesterday, LSU was 2 of 10 on third down. That's simply not going to get it done. The Tigers were only able to amass 257 yards of total offense while they only possessed the football for 23 minutes and 3 seconds. That simply is not going to get it done. Now, don't get me wrong. They were playing in a very hostile environment at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, against the Wisconsin Badgers. But it's a situation. If you're LSU, when you're the kids at LSU, this is why you come there, because you come to play in the big games, and you know playing in the SEC, more importantly, playing in the SEC West, that these are the type of big games that you are going to consistently face on a Saturday-by-Saturday basis, and they simply did not get it done. And like I said before, they need better quarterback play. Now you look at Oklahoma, and the Sooners simply ran into a buzzsaw because you have a Houston Cougars team that began this year ranked 15th. There's a lot of talks about Houston potentially being a Big 12 conference member this time next year. And then you also look at the Houston Cougars last year as they won the American Athletic Conference with just one loss. And then on top of that, they made the New Year's Six bowl games. They made the Peach Bowl, and they did upset the Florida State Seminoles. So this is a Houston Cougars team that they still have a chip on their shoulders because they are searching for respect. And as the Sooners went into NRG Stadium in Houston, the home of the Houston Texans, it was a situation where they simply ran into a buzzsaw. I'm not sure if the Sooners were really ready to play in that game. Granted, Baker Mayfield did his part, but the Samaje Perine injury at running back really set back this Oklahoma offense. And defensively, Oklahoma simply could not stop Greg Ward at quarterback for Houston. And this is something that Oklahoma should be accustomed to, playing the lights-out offenses that they have to face on a weekly basis in the Big 12 Conference. And then, you know, you look at the Tennessee Volunteers. They were able to squeak by against Appalachian State, but a lot of people out there are actually picking not only Tennessee to get to the SEC championship game, but there are also some people out there that are actually picking Tennessee to win that game. And all of these teams have plenty of work in front of them. Luckily for Tennessee, they got the victory, while Oklahoma and LSU are each beginning the year at 0-1 respectively. And you look at the coaches for all of these teams. LSU with Les Miles. You have Bobby Stoops at Oklahoma, and then, of course, Butch Jones at Tennessee. And you look at LSU with Les Miles right now. He has a tough sell job, and the reason why is this. You look at that schedule in the SEC West, and now that you start off 0-1 overall, things just got a little bit tougher. Granted, LSU does have the opportunity to get back on track this coming Saturday when they host Jacksonville State, and that will be followed by their first conference game of the year when they host the Mississippi State Bulldogs on the 17th of September. But you look at the schedule coming up after that, September 24th at Auburn, that is never an easy game. October 22nd, they host Ole Miss. November 5th, they host Alabama. And we saw what Alabama could do yesterday as they basically steamrolled USC by the score of 52-6. Then November 12th, at Arkansas, which is never an easy game. Then you look at the final regular season game on Thanksgiving night at Texas A&M. And we saw what Texas A&M could do yesterday as they were able to upset UCLA. And you look at a guy like Les Miles. He was barely able to save his job last year. And this time around, the expectations are a little bit higher. And the folks down there at Baton Rouge want to see the results. More importantly, they want to see LSU knock off Alabama and win the SEC West. And it's not a guarantee that if LSU can knock off Alabama this year, that they'll still be able to win the SEC West due to the fact of how tough it is. Again, Auburn went 2-6 in the conference last year, and they were in last place in the SEC West. That gives you an idea of how difficult that conference is. Now, you look at Tennessee, and they're in the Eastern Division of the SEC, a little bit easier, but at the same time, they will take on Virginia Tech this Saturday night at Bristol, which will be followed by a home game against the Ohio Bobcats on the 17th. They open up SEC conference play on the 24th at home against the Florida Gators, which will be preceded by a very tough schedule for Tennessee. October 1st at Georgia, October 8th at Texas A&M, and then finally the third Saturday in October at home against the Alabama Crimson Tide. And like I've said before, if there was ever a year that Tennessee was going to break their jinx against the Florida Gators, again, you have to go back to 2004 to find the last time that Tennessee was able to get past Florida. This is going to be the year. But just like LSU needs more consistency in offense, the same can be said for Tennessee, and they need much better quarterback play from senior Josh Dobbs if they are going to get it done. Now, looking at Oklahoma, and this is a situation, their schedule just got tough real quick too because they host Ohio State on the 17th. And this is a game that they have to be up for because they cannot afford to have two losses going into Big 12 conference play, because Oklahoma's first Big 12 conference game is on the road in Fort Worth at TCU. Then on October 8th, it's their annual meeting in Dallas at the Cotton Bowl against the Texas Longhorns, and I think Texas will be a very improved team this year. And then coming down the stretch on November 19th at West Virginia before hosting the Oklahoma State Cowboys in Bedlam on December 3rd, and that could be a game that could decide the Big 12 Conference Championship winner. But Oklahoma has to get better on defense. They only had two sacks, while their offensive line allowed five sacks of Baker Mayfield. And to me, a lot of that was due to the fact that P. Ryan wasn't back there running back to kind of offset what Baker Mayfield can do as a passer. So Oklahoma has to lick their wounds and get back on track. Now, is it time to push the panic button for these teams? At this point, I'm going to say no. And the reason is, I think that this past weekend in college football has shown us that, I know people are talking about one-loss teams getting into the college football playoff, but I think parity is around more than ever, and there's a possibility that we could see at least one two-loss team get into the field of four in the college football playoff. So all is definitely not lost for especially LSU and Oklahoma. But if you're Tennessee, you definitely have to live up to the hype. And as for LSU, you need better quarterback play from Brandon Harris. And Oklahoma has to find a way to get P. Ryan healthy at running back, along with becoming more physical and more aggressive defensively in order for them to right the ship. But I think each team has the right guy leading them at head coach to make them focus more and get the most out of the potential and the expectations that each team had heading into this season. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can always check out the fun and excitement at MCU Park and Coney Island, Brooklyn, each summer. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 pounds of sports knowledge tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.